We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's right. Welcome back. Another round. It's time for hour two of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. We got more of the best in money information coming up just ahead. And you've got a chance to get involved in the show right now. Our Professor Rick Plum out today. But we got Terry Keyes back again, doing a great job so far, Terry. In the hour and 6.5 minutes that you put in, I tell you, just been stellar.
It's a busy Tuesday here.
It's been a very busy Tuesday, and we got more coming up. Terry's here from Lucia Capital Group, Chartered Financial Consultant, CHFC, as they know, here to answer your money questions right here on the program. Your emails, your phone calls, they're all just ahead, and we got some lines open right now for you to give us a call. How do you do that? You got a question on anything at all related to your money? Doesn't matter whether it's saving for retirement, buckets, could be annuities, taxes, Social Security, any one of the many topics we talk about on the show. You give us a call, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We're going to start off with the phone calls in about 60 seconds. So you can also send your emails here to the studio, wealthed.com. You go where you see the Find Your Answer link. We will also read some of those emails this hour. You've heard us say that everyone should have some kind of retirement strategy. It is what we believe in on this program. A good strategy is what makes your retirement work for you. It's one that fits your unique needs and your goals. You give the people at Lucia Capital Group a call. They'll set you up with a bucket strategy all your own. You can talk to Terry Keyes or Professor Plummer, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. The Brain Trust, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. Schedule an appointment with a Brain Trust member and get yourself started on the right track to retirement. We thank the folks, too, at Lucia Capital Group for sponsoring this hour of the program. 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air. Now, we got some folks been hanging on, Terry. Why don't we get to the calls? 877-PLANNER. Still a couple of lines open, so get them now while you can. We're going to start off with Pat in Houston, Texas. Pat, thanks for hanging on. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I have a question about the long-term care.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I'm 70 years old and I don't have a long-term care. I'm planning to buy one. I mean, how can I do that? I'm drawing the required minimum distribution this year. And I heard through some of my friends, they say, you know, if you put down like $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000, they will cover something, you know. And then if you don't use it, you end up getting that money to your beneficiaries. But they don't give a lot of details. So do you think something existed on this earth, something like that, or is there anything else is there?
No, we talked a little bit about it the last hour. There is it was an answer to an email, John. There is a product that's a single premium product. It usually takes, at age 70, it takes at least probably about $50,000 or $60,000 minimum. It's a one-time deposit, and you can buy an annuity basically that will have long-term care benefits attached to it, linked to it, if you should need long-term care later in life. If you need some, there'll be some insurance there for you. Now, I also heard you mention your required minimum distribution in the question, Pat. How are you adding the required minimum distribution into the conversation of long-term care?
No, I'm trying to say I'm taking a required minimum distribution. Maybe from that amount also I can give the, you know, if I don't pay in one time lump sum, I can pay every year, you know, something
okay,
like
all right,
that.
Okay.
But I don't have to do that. I can just, you know,
yeah,
put down whatever amount I need it. So,
we're
looking for.
In your situation today, because you waited till age 70 to consider this long-term care, it's going to be very expensive on an annual basis. So if you were just taking some RMDs every year and using it to pay long-term care, you have to pay every year. It's going to be extremely expensive. Annual long-term care is now, in today's world, 2016, very, very expensive, even for a 60-year-old. So I'm leaning towards, and if you want to stay on the line, I'd like to get your information and your phone number, and I'll have a financial advisor that works with us in Houston send you a quote. It's no cost, there's no obligation, but you should see what the single premium long-term care annuity looks like. I want you to see what it looks like based on your date of birth and you know, putting in possibly $50,000 or $60,000, and it does exist, and I think it's probably, just from the little bit of information we have over the phone here, probably a better solution for you than making a $5,000 or a $6,000 a year payment to a long-term care policy.
No, no, I can put down one time. There's no problem.
Yeah, I think it's a better solution.
Let's explain why. A look at it. Why is that, Terry?
Well, in her situation, I don't want to worry about the rates, the annual rates. I don't want to worry about premium increases in the future. She said, sounds like she has the money to set aside. Mm-hmm. So I would just move some of her assets. Like I said, we'll come up with a number that works for her. Let's just call it $60,000 for today. And we set it into, you buy an annuity with it at an A-plus rated insurance company, mm-hmm. and it sits there. And it's not going to earn a lot of interest. Let's be just totally honest about it.
Not why you buy it.
No, you're buying it just so you have a pot of money set aside that also has a link to it. So if you needed it, it would probably provide over $100,000 to $150,000 in long-term care benefits someday by only putting 60 in. It's usually 2 to 2.5 times what you put in is what the linked benefit comes out to be. So it's not a bad idea. And if she never, ever, ever uses it, she names a beneficiary on the annuity. And I hope she lives to 99 years old. And when Pat passes on, her children or whoever her beneficiary are going to get that annuity and it passes on. So it works good in her situation.
Yeah. Does that help you out, Pat?
Yeah, yeah. But when they take this annuity, when beneficiaries get that money, the money will be the same thing, or it will be more?
I'll show you the illustration. You'll see when we run an illustration for you. But depending on how long you live, it could be just about what you put in, or it should be a little bit more. But it's not going to be a great investment. It's not going to be, the $60,000 isn't going to turn into $150,000. I can promise you that. It's gonna be a little bit more probably when you're in your mid to late 80s. So it does grow a little bit, but that's not really why you're buying it, Pat. You're just setting a lump sum of money aside to have some long-term care insurance.
Right.
How's your overall health?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to hang on a second, Pat.
Yeah. Let's get your information.
Just get some numbers and play around with them and see what.
Well, I think you need to look at it. We'll send her a quote. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So look and see exactly how much it's going to cost. Yep. Again, you're buying this for a reason. You would buy this not for growth or anything like that. You're buying this for protection, long-term care.
It will grow a little bit, but that's not.
Well, that's I mean, whatever it grows, but you know, you're not going to find something stellar in this. All right, 877 Planner, PLANNER. Let's move along to Anna, who's also been hanging on in Minneapolis. Hello, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Actually, it's interesting. Your father helped me many years ago with this financial question. Now I'm asking you to do the same.
Well, let's see what we come up with. Go ahead, Anna.
Okay. I would like to know, how should I set the beneficiary for an IRA account in order to get it as a multi-generational IRA?
Okay. So you want to sprinkle the money to several generations, not just to one beneficiary?
Yes. My husband and I both are not, hopefully will not need this money. And we would like to transfer this IRA to our children. But our children, again, are in pretty high tax brackets. That's right. I have heard about a multi-generational IRA where our children and grandchildren would be able to withdraw the same amount of money that we do right now, instead of getting it as a lump sum when we will pass on.
Yeah, you're talking about stretching it out over their life and all that kind
of
stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that provision is there with IRAs too.
Yeah, you can do it. It's just one of the elections to do in your IRA. But the good thing about an IRA for a beneficiary is they don't even have to take the amount you two are taking right now. You know, they can take less even if they want. because of their age.
Now you're saying you're saying you would just prefer it to what, skip the kids, or because they're in a high tax bracket, or what, Anna?
Right.
And go to the next
you might
generation.
You might not need a stretch or a multi generation. You might. How old are the grandchildren?
The oldest is 17. Okay. From 17 to 2.
Oh, right.
We have 6.
So you don't want them, if something should happen, you don't want them to get the money like, you know, next week.
No.
Right. So you want to wait just in case so that they're by the time they're old enough. Terry, I think, you know, I mean, IRAs have beneficiary designations, but in this particular case, if it's for kids and things like that, you probably want to get a trust involved.
I was just going to say, your real solution is spending a few hundred dollars. How big is the IRA, just out of curiosity, roughly, Anna?
Approximately $500,000.
Yeah, so it's worth it. So what I would do, and we don't do this very often, but in your situation, it may be a better way to do it. You may, instead of making an actual individual or a multi-generational group of people beneficiaries, you might want to make a trust the beneficiary of your IRA and have instructions for the trustee of the trust to give the money to the grandchildren when each one turns
whatever
21,
age.
Whatever age you want.
Right.
Every time someone gets 21, they get $50,000 or whatever the number is, and that can all be directed with a living trust. And it's much easier when you get into multiple grandchildren and wanting to disperse it differently, you can actually make the trust the beneficiary of the IRA versus an actual individual.
We do have a family trust at this point, but our trustee, the attorney told us that the IRA money cannot be included in a trust, that it could be only, after tax money.
Real quick, I'll explain to you what the attorney is.
If you can hang on, Anna,
I'll explain it.
We'll answer this on the other side of the break. So don't go away. Great questions. Keep it up. Hey, we got 3 lines open now. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes in for Professor Plum, the Brain Trust. When we come back, don't go away.
A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly 3/4 of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit one cartridge per customer.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
The guy is the story of the hurricane. The many authorities.
Well, it's about time we got my song going.
I'm not calling you that.
Oh, well, you don't call me it, but I call me it.
Okay, so, Terry Keyes here with us.
Self-proclaimed hurricane.
Okay, fine. You know, it's your moniker. It's your handle, Terry Keyes.
Yep.
Johnny Dean here with Terry Keyes, Professor Plum out speaking to throngs of individuals about whatever it is. He's talking to advisors today. So as we do every so often, we bring in Terry Keyes to answer the money questions. We still have a couple of lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Emails to get to as well. If you want to email us, you go to wealthed.com, our website. We will get to those. Now,
so in the military, they all had handles.
Yeah.
Do you know why they had a handle?
Tell me why.
So they wouldn't say their name over the air, on the radio. You wouldn't want to use people's real names.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, Maverick, you ready to...
there you go.
All right, Goose. I'm not Goose. No, I can't be Goose. I'll be Iceman. How's that? Anna in Minneapolis. Now, we've been talking to Anna Terry Keyes. She had a question before the break. Anna, your question was...
how to get money to the grandchildren from an IRA.
Yes. Now, the attorney had told you what? Was it that the IRA couldn't...
Included in a family trust.
Right. So here's what your attorney meant. He or she meant that you can't put today while you're alive, you can't put your IRAs in a living trust. IRAs need to be owned by an individual person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what I'm suggesting, because your attorney's right. You can't. What I'm suggesting is you go to your IRA wherever it's at. And instead of, like, you and your husband have each other named as beneficiaries, correct, right now?
Yes.
All right. And then you have a contingent beneficiary, which may be your children right now. So,
yes.
Then that's perfect. So now what I'm saying is, if we don't want the money to go to your children and we want it to go to your grandchildren, we simply change the contingent beneficiary, just the beneficiary designation. We don't put the IRA anywhere. We leave it where it's at. We change the beneficiary designation, the contingent, to the Anna Smith Family Trust. Okay, so,
mm-hmm.
And we make your trust the contingent beneficiary of your IRAs, each of you. Therefore, at some point, the IRAs go to this living trust. And then inside the trust, you just simply have your attorney put some additional provisions in for your grandchildren, saying that we want X number of dollars to go to each of the grandchildren at X period of time, whenever you choose. And that's That's a much cleaner way to get your grandchildren money when they all turn 18 or 21 or 25.
Or 35 or
whatever you
want.
Decide. And that trust that trust can stay in existence until the little two-year-old is 20, whatever age you want, the final one to get the money.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a good decision.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it. You know, you can do the beneficiary change easily just by naming your family trust, which has a name and a date. But I would go back to the attorney and ask them to amend the trust to... add the grandchildren as specific percentage beneficiaries if they haven't already done that.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Anna. If you need some more help on
this,
hold on.
Thank you so much for your answer.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in,
Anna's got, and her husband, I guess, right. have an IRA, mm-hmm. and it's worth about $500,000. Mm-hmm. And they've got kids, but their kids, she said, are in high tax brackets.
And they're already well taken care of, so they don't really need the money.
They don't need the money, and if they did, they would be forced to start taking required minimum distributions out, and that could exacerbate the kids' tax problem. So for whatever reason, and it's fine, she says she would like the money to go to the grandkids. The grandkids range in age from the youngest is 2 currently. There are 6, I think, of them. And the oldest is 17. Well, if something should happen to the two of them in the next month or year or whatever, you don't want, as she had said, you don't want $500,000 being distributed.
Right.
I mean, not to a 2-year-old. You couldn't do that anyway. But
well, what's going
to
happen?
A 17-year-old.
Let me walk you through this. Here's what's really going to happen, because I like the real world.
All right,
solution.
Explain this.
One of the two, Anna or her husband, one of them is going to predecease the other one.
Yes,
okay?
That means die
before. By the
before.
Way, I saw that word in writing.
I know.
I saw it in an article.
It's so, all over
it
the
is
place.
A word.
I just don't like
it's
it.
It's a real
yes.
word. All right, so one is going to predecease the other. And then all of the IRA, if they have two IRAs, are going to end up in one person's name. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say Anna, because she's the female. We'll let her be the survivor, okay? So Anna's a survivor now with this big IRA. Mm-hmm. And when Anna passes away someday, all of the money from the IRA, instead of getting sent to a person, which is normally the case, it's going to get sent to the trust. And the trustee will now have $500,000
or whatever
in their bank account, whatever it's worth at the time, in the bank mm-hmm. account to do with whatever the trust says to do. It's that simple. It's mm-hmm. It's not more complicated than that. It's now, we normally don't like to do that.
Right. Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up.
We normally like, and when people tell us, call us up and say, hey, my attorney told me to switch the beneficiary of my IRAs all to my trust. I'm like, well, why? Why does your attorney want you to do that? If this were the situation, I would probably agree with the attorney and say, yeah, this is a good idea to get the money to all these multiple beneficiaries. Okay.
Yes.
But normally, I want, in most situations, the spouses like this are the primary beneficiaries, and then the children are the contingent. And if that can all be done just with a simple beneficiary designation, why waste time and money on a living trust or adding or changing the living trust? So we normally don't do it. That's
right.
Why.
Yeah, the cost involved, it can be a couple $100. It can be whatever it is.
Attorney's going to charge her a few $100 to amend the family trust, and they may have paid as much as $500, $600, $800 for the family trust that they have already.
Yeah, and that's an important point to note there. I mean, the IRAs themselves and similar assets have what they call beneficiary designations. It's very easy. They don't even have to go through probate, as I understand it, right?
If you don't own your home and all you have is IRA money, you don't ever need a living trust.
No, because
IRA will pass by beneficiary. There's no probate.
Yep.
And you don't own your home. Now, if you own a $700,000 home that's paid off, mm-hmm. you have $500,000 in assets that are not inside an IRA, mm-hmm. you need a living trust. A living trust is simply there to take the money and move it from the deceased person's estate to the beneficiary. If you don't do it with a living trust, you have to do it through the courts, which is called the process of probate, and probate costs money. Why would you want to spend 3%, 4%, 5% of all the assets at death when first, like I said, $600 or $800, you can draft a family trust today? So there's some people that need family trust, there's some that don't. How about you own $1 million home, but you have a $900,000 mortgage? I'm not really concerned about putting that house in a living trust at this point.
Yeah, why
John.
Is that? Explain
there's just
that.
Not a, there's not enough. There's only $100,000 of assets there, and after real estate fees and everything else, there's going to not be much left after the house gets sold.
So what's going to happen is the house will pass to whomever you designate.
They'll put it on the market. They'll sell it. And if there's $35,000 left over after they pay the mortgage off, there's $35,000 left over.
Right. Now, but if you own it outright, you own a $700,000-$800,000 home.
Now you got
whatever.
Yeah, if you let that go through the probate process, some attorney's going to charge you 3%, 4%, 5% of $700,000 to take it through the court process and get it sold and get you the money. In that situation, I want that house in a living trust, mm-hmm. so it's already predetermined who owns the home at your death. That's what the trust does. It says the beneficiaries of the trust now own this home. They sell it. The money goes inside the trust. The trustee distributes it to them, and there's no contesting it. No one can contest it.
And I've had this question too. Well, what's the difference? I mean, why can't what does a living trust do that say a will doesn't do?
It avoids probate.
Yes, but I guess the question was how.
It's a legal document that the courts in the United States and each state have determined that you went to enough lengths to say who I really want my beneficiary to be, and you protected it through the legal system. Versus the reason we have probate, if you don't have a living trust, is to prove that the money really belongs to me. So I'm the beneficiary. I have a situation in Michigan, it's someone I know, where the son and daughter of this gentleman were estranged from him for many, many years since they were teenage children. Mm-hmm. And now they're in their 50s. He passed away. They all went to court and argued. The two children argued that the assets of theirs, that was their real dad, even though they haven't talked to him in 40 years. The girlfriend living with him went to court and fought them and said that, no, he wanted me to have all this. Guess who won? The girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
The girlfriend won in that situation. So you never know what's going to happen when you leave it in the court's hands.
Yep, and it may not go where you want it to go. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got some lines open. We got some emails to get to, phone calls. All this coming up. Another half hour still remains of Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes in for Professor Plum. Coming right back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Okay, so we've been playing Dylan this hour, as in Bob, mm-hmm. Not his real last name, but it's his birthday.
Today is?
Yeah, it's his birthday. And I forgot to ask how old he is. What is he, 70? Do we know? Oh, 75
years old.
Is he really?
You know you're getting old, John, when Bob Dylan is 75.
Well, he was, he's a perpetual 22-year-old, isn't he?
I think Frank Sinatra would be like 100 years old this year, isn't he, or 101 or something?
I don't know. It could very well be. But anyway, yeah, so it's Bob, so we're playing that. We played that Hurricane song earlier.
And yes.
So now, here we go.
Oh, so that wasn't in honor of me at all, is what you're saying. That song was for Bob Dylan.
I can't say it was in honor of you because
I
was told
to.
That
I get it.
So I'll let you infer. All right, Johnny Dean here, Terry Keyes in for Professor Rick Plum. We're answering your money questions. We've had some wonderful calls today. Great questions.
Jam-packed. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, we've taken like 11 calls or something.
Well, it's been a lot of calls. We had some good capital gains tax questions, a couple of them. We had a long-term care, both an email and a question on long-term care.
An IRA beneficiary that turned into a living trust question.
Yeah, and we've had
a long-term care linked benefit annuity question.
Uh-huh, and it's kind of run the gamut of different types of questions. So we have a couple of lines open, 877-PLANNER.
We never got to. What's the second question you should ask? Advisor.
So let's do that before we get to a couple of emails. And again, 877-PLANNER, a couple of lines open right now. Give us a call. So one of the questions last hour, you said that you need to ask your advisor is, what's your strategy? What's your plan? What do you have for when I'm starting to take money out of my portfolio?
Yeah, and just in your very first meeting, just get a general discussion going of, so tell me about the strategy you use to help people pull money from their portfolio in retirement.
What's a bad answer or what's a good answer?
Well, I think a bad answer is that we put all of your money into a managed portfolio of mixed assets of between bonds and stocks, and we pull your annual amount out of it once a year or monthly, and we rebalance once a year. I think that's a bad answer. Okay. That's probably the answer that 50, 60, 80% of the financial advisors in America are probably going to give a client.
So. And again, they do it because it seems to be the easiest thing to do.
Second question right away, easy, quick one is, you know, do you have a CFP or a CHFC? Do you have a financial designation? What a CFP or a CHFC basically is, it's the equivalent of going and get a master's degree in financial planning, basically. Mm-hmm. You go through, you know, a relevant number of courses, either 6 or 8, depending on which program, of upper level courses in taxation, mm-hmm. Qualified plans, all the things, estate planning, living trust, and that type of stuff, so that you are well-rounded as a financial advisor and have a background and have been tested mm-hmm. in all of those areas so that you can give, there's a whole course on insurance, so you can answer insurance questions, long-term care, life insurance, all that type of stuff. So the next question is, you know, what's your...
Okay, so what's your designation? Now, mm-hmm. if they don't have that, you know, I know a lot of CFPs, CHFCs, they have other licenses too. They have, you know, Series 7, Series 63. They have a whole bunch of different licenses that allow them to do stuff.
Right. Now, that's testing just to pass the state exam for the license, which is good.
Exactly.
So that's the next question I was going to go to is, what types of licenses do you hold? So some people are just a registered investment advisor only. They don't have a broker's license.
Right, exactly. And that's where I was going with this. So okay. Talk about, I mean, that can be a good answer and a bad answer, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good answer if they're a registered investment advisor because they're supposedly...
There's a fiduciary standard.
They're held to a fiduciary standard and they are regulated by the Securities Exchange Commission. It's not such a great answer then that if your strategy should need some type of a brokerage product to solve your solution for part of your plan, an RIA doesn't have access to those types of products. All they have access to is managed portfolios. It's charging a fee to manage stocks, bonds, whatever. Okay.
So,
I think
like you would say you're talking about a fee only type advisor.
Probably
an
RIA only is a fee only advisor. It only charges a fee on your entire portfolio. To be honest,
and you know this whole thing of fee only advisors. By the way, 877 Planner, PLANNER. If you have money questions, we got the Brain Trust here to talk to you about them. You know, there's a lot of talk about this. You mentioned fiduciary standards. You know, we had this Department of Labor ruling and things that we've talked mm-hmm. about before. Mm-hmm. You have the whole idea that, and I read this a lot, you should only go to somebody who just charges a fee because that way you can be sure that they only have your best interests in mind. Talk about that. I've had Professor Plum give me his opinion on that. And, you know,
I don't think you have access to all the products out there, which you may or may not need in some situations. Secondly, there was a situation, I won't even give you the details of it. I guess it's no sense. It's what your parents said, if you can't say anything good, don't say anything at all. But there was a situation where several fee-only advisors, one of the largest ones, some of the bigger ones in the country, mm-hmm. Were found to have, in addition to be charging fee-only and advertising themselves to all of their potential clients and existing clients as fee-only, were getting paid commissions behind the scenes directly from some of the companies that they were representing. So obviously we found out that they weren't fee only and they got in some serious trouble, mm-hmm. fines, licenses lost, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's hard to be fee only, in my opinion. And what's the downside to adding a broker's license? I mean, I have a broker's license. If I want to be in any particular situation fee only, I can be fee only on any given day or month or year or whatever I want to do. I mean, my theory is you can never have enough licenses. If you have the ability, it's like the mechanic who, you know, only does brakes. And if you have the ability to fix everything in one shop, why would you not buy all the equipment?
No, that is
a full-service mechanic instead of a brake-only mechanic.
Well, you know, the rap on what they call commissioned advisors is sort of what they...
Well, this is a great segue. Here's the rap, and this is the third or fourth question you want to sit down and ask, is explain to me in detail exactly how you get paid.
Exactly. See, there you go.
So
now you've anticipated it again.
Yeah, so I don't have no problem receiving a commission because I don't receive any commissions that are... inordinate or not realistic or fair in any terms, and I have no problem. I tell every client I have no problem telling you exactly how much money our firm is getting paid when I get a commission product. There's fee products and there's commission products. I mean, it's just
so you recommend a commission product. You should be the advisor should be saying, okay, now here are the reasons why I'm mm-hmm. recommending this. Now, if it's agreeable to you, here's how this is a commission product. Here's how I get paid out of this, right?
And there's two types of commission products. You should be able to take it a step further even. One is, well, you see the commission. So you invest $100,000, and when it shows up in your brokerage account, there's $96,000 in your account. That means there was a 4% fee up front. So it got taken right out of your account and sent to the brokerage firm, let's say, and you're starting with 96, and that's it. The intent in that situation is to stay 5, 6, 7 years or longer in that investment, have paid your fee up front, mm-hmm. and then move on and recoup it hopefully in the first year or so or whatever, and then continue to grow from there, and that's the cost of doing business. That's not unrealistic. Now, there's a second type of commission product, and that is where the fee is hidden inside the product. So you put in $100,000, it goes into $100,000 on your brokerage account like an annuity, mm-hmm. and the insurance company is paying me a commission behind the scenes. I have no problem disclosing that to you, and I'll tell you exactly how much in any particular situation the insurance company is paying me. Now, the insurance company in that situation has built the fee that they already paid me up front into the rate of return per year on that annuity. So if they promised me 3% per year on that annuity, the insurance company is probably earning 4.5% behind the scenes. And if it's a five-year annuity and they're going to make 1.5 points for 5 years, they're going to make 7.5 points overall on that client. But as long as the client got the 3% per year that they wanted per year, mm-hmm. they really don't care what the insurance company made, and they really don't care that the insurance company sent my firm a commission of 3 or 4% or whatever it was of that 7.5. So that's a different type of commission, but it's But it needs to be fully disclosed. You should never feel uncomfortable if you're charging fair fees and commissions and disclosing everywhere. If you have 100,000 of your million just strictly in cash, money markets, just for emergencies and your first couple of years of spending, mm-hmm. there should be no fee anywhere. There shouldn't be a dime of fees anywhere on cash.
Yeah,
why would
now
you pay to put money in cash?
The cash is being invested in something, whether it's a money market or
a money
CD
market
or something
account,
like
0.002%.
Even that, Terry, the money market. There's a fee on that money market, not from the advisor so much.
They're hidden inside the money market. You'll never see
it. It's built
into the rate of return. You got it. Yep.
That's it. Now, yep. Is there a big difference between somebody who charges, say, a flat 4% fee right up front where your 100 goes to 96 immediately and then that gets to work for you, or somebody who's, full 100,000 is put in there, but it's baked into whatever rate of return? Are they ultimately generally going to wind up the same?
Yes, over a period of time. So we have what are called break-even calculators. So we can do a break-even scenario of, if I paid this fee, how long would I have to hold it to make this one a less expensive way than the other one? So I like to, the front-loaded ones are normally, 4, 5, 6, 7-year break-evens.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to hold this thing for 10 years, I'm probably smarter paying the upfront fee knowing I'm going to hold this investment for 10 years. It's unsuitable to sell somebody a product with a annual fee attached to it if over the 7 to 10 years, which is intended to know, that 7 to 10 years with the 1% adds up to way more. I mean, do the math. If I'm charging you 1% per year
as a fee, just a straight fee.
We'll call it a C-share fund, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm charging you 1% a year for 10 years as the hold. I've paid 10% at the end of 10 years, right? I could have bought that same product under A-shares for, let's say, 4.5% up front.
So you would have been starting off with less.
But over the 10 years, you would have paid less.
Right, exactly. And I think that's where people really get hung up. They say, well, gee, I don't want to put $100,000 and I walk out of the office, it's only 96.
You shouldn't be afraid to ask your advisor exactly how that works and to do those calculations with you. Most people don't.
No, they don't. Well, I think a lot of times they don't know what to ask, or they're embarrassed. Well, what are you getting paid? Oh, I don't know. So
Taco Tuesday almost coming to an end here. Only one more second.
Well, I suppose
segment,
that,
I should I say. One more
true.
Segment, and we're done here. Where has the day gone?
I don't know, but we got some, possibly some trivia coming up. We will tell you what's coming up on this program tomorrow. More emails and phone calls coming right back. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Terry Keyes, Bob Dylan, etc., etc., talking to you about your money. It's been a wild, woolly show. We've had a lot of great calls, great topics. We've got some emails coming up. If you want to email the program, you can go to our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page.
The plumpster may become obsolete here. We've just demonstrated for 2 hours. We don't need them.
Well, yeah, wow, really? Huh, interesting.
Kind of. A little tough there, huh? But, you know,
well, that would mean you got to be here every single day, Terry.
I don't know if I could commit to
that, John. If you got that's the kind of energy that we're going to have to rely on a guy like you. You're going to be spent the rest of the day after all this.
My Seattle trips, my Denver trips.
That's it. You see, so we'll say that he's filling in for you from now on.
Yes, from now on, even though it's 5 days a week, he's filling in for me.
He's filling in for you. Terry Keyes will be returned, in a month or something like that. Exactly. All right. Now, coming up on this program tomorrow, when Professor Plum does return, we're going to be discussing something known as sequence of returns risk. You know a lot about that yourself, Terry Keyes.
It's all about luck.
It's about luck in a weird sort of way. It is. When you retire is when you retire. And the market's going to do what the market's going to do. There were some people who retired in 2003, 4, and they saw a nice run-up. There are people who retired in 1996, 95, 96, and they put all their money into tech, and they saw, nothing but gains. There are those who retired in 2000. There are those who retired in 2008. Or, end of 2007.
Whenever we discuss sequence of returns, and that's what types of returns come in which sequence in your life cycle, whether you're just retiring or retirement's 20 years away, I always think of my old boss, Tom Weaver. He used to say the same quote all the time.
Yeah, what's that?
Timing in life is everything. Timing is everything.
Timing.
There's some things you can't plan, though. You just have some of.
Well, no, you
some
can't.
Of the timing is by luck.
It is by luck, and that's why you don't want to rely on luck, good luck, or bad luck when you retire. And that gets that speaks to why you need to have some kind
strategy.
Of a
so if
strategy.
You have a really good strategy, your sequence of return doesn't really matter, does it?
It doesn't matter, and that's kind of where
plan
we're going
for
tomorrow.
The worst, right?
That's it.
And if you have great sequence of returns your first years in retirement, you're just all the better off. But if you don't, you've built a plan for poor sequence of returns the first 7 years
yeah.
of retirement.
And we're going to tell you more about this tomorrow, but it has to do with the market dropping in the first, say, 3-4 years of your retirement.
So that reminds me of a chapter in Rudy Giuliani's book that came out right after like 9/11. Remember he wrote a book?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the book, but there was a chapter because I did read the book back then. It was 15 years ago. And the name of one of the chapters was his secret to success. One of the chapters was under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's it. And if you're not expecting much and you get something more, you're pleasantly surprised.
You're ahead of the game.
Okay, 877-PLANNER. Before I get to, let me, I had a interesting, where is it here?
By the numbers?
Trivia, yeah.
Okay.
And I have to find out what happened to it here. It was here a second ago. I did the oil one already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is kind of interesting here. Until last week, Saudi Arabia and the state of California had the same credit rating, AA3, from Moody's. The rating agency downgraded Saudi Arabia one notch to A1 last Monday. Did you know this?
No, it must be because they had to sell so much oil at such a low price for so long.
Well, and
they got downgraded, maybe.
And we all know, you know, what that means. You know, getting downgraded, I mean, who cares? Here's the other thing.
No, I'm told an A rating is still good, though. Any A rating is good.
Well, it is for companies, and that's what they have to go on. But keep in mind, during this financial crisis, a lot of these, you know, companies that were AAA rated and all this meant absolutely nothing because they went down the tubes. Today, is this today? Oh, no, it was yesterday. Okay, yesterday was the 1,200th trading day since S&P downgraded the United States for some reason from a top credit rating on Friday, August 5th, 2011.
What is the United States credit rating? Do you know?
It's a notch below AAA, I guess.
How can you be a notch below AAA when you owe $20 trillion in debt? Fake debt, we all agree that. But if you have any debt at all, how do you get a AAA rating like that? If there was an insurance company that owed $20 trillion, they'd be F-rated by...
Well, what about a bank? Banks owe hundreds of millions of dollars because that's how much they have in deposits.
Right, but they have deposits to offset it.
Well, that's right? What I mean. That's yeah. And that's why our debt isn't a problem. Are we going to get into this again? Federal government debt is not like business debt.
I don't think you should rate a government or a country.
Well, that's the problem. And that's the problem when you talk about debt. I mean, it's actually our national savings.
That's why you shouldn't rate them, right.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
One thing a state can't do that a country can do is print money, though.
Well, that's it. It's not printing money. It's creating money.
Right. But the state of California can't print money, though.
No, they have to have they have to have tax revenue.
Yeah,
there
right.
is no question.
Yeah, yeah.
California or any of the states cannot mm-hmm. go into debt.
Right.
You have to have a balanced budget.
Well, what did they charge for license plates in California? They ought to be fine. Everything should be fine. We're like three times every other state. People out of state don't realize it's like $400, $500, $600 to put license plates on a car in California.
Well, what about this? Everything's like $800 if you tried to have a corporation in the state of California.
$1,000 a year.
It was $800.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows what it is
yeah,
now.
Every year. Just to have the luxury of being a corporation.
But you get sunshine, like 360 days out of the year.
I think, don't quote me on this, I think we also pay the highest fuel tax in the United States.
Wouldn't surprise me. I believe you're correct.
I think we are.
And so you're already paying higher rates because they have to mm-hmm. ship the gasoline.
All to live in the land of fruits and nuts.
Sunshine. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Do I have time to get an email? I'm going to try. I've only got 2 minutes. I don't have enough time.
Come on.
All right. Daryl, Stone Mountain, Georgia. I'm 65 and retired. I draw Social Security and a company pension. These totally support my lifestyle. I have a 401k with my past employer mm-hmm. that I want to move to a plan that is less downward trending. Is an annuity the safest? There must be something more. Maybe bonds? This is what Daryl wants to know.
No, so if he goes to a fixed annuity, it is safer. So if he wants to be a real scaredy cat because all the rest of his... See, here's the problem I have with this question. The rest of his life is taken care of,
uh-huh.
so he has all the income he needs.
Right.
He should be a more aggressive investor. That's number one. But just to answer his question, if he does want to go to a safer investment, he could go to a fixed annuity, take a 5-year guaranteed annuity at 2.6% for the next 5 years, and other than the A-rated insurance company risk, it's guarantee of principal,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't know, other than moving it all to the money market inside his 401k, nowhere else in a 401k is your principal guaranteed. You're going to be subject to investment risk. And if you move it all to a fixed account in a 401k, you're probably going to get 1% or less in today's world. So there would be an advantage if he really wanted to safen up to move to a fixed annuity, roll it into an IRA and a fixed annuity, and then take his RMDs from that when he turns 70 and a half. I don't recommend it because anyone who has the regular monthly income they need mm-hmm. already provided for in the form of annuitized payments like Social Security and pension plans and everything, you can be a more aggressive investor.
Yeah, you would want to know what his heirs, who his heirs are, perhaps. Maybe he's
investing for
them.
You
right?
are. Well, they don't want a 4%, 2% rate of return. If I'm his child, I want to be investing aggressively. Invest for my age, not yours.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
A whole other class, by the way.
Well, hey, Daryl, you can email us again and give us some more of those details. Terry, I want to thank you for being here. Always good to have
the
you
fastest
here.
Fastest 2 hours in radio.
It really was. And television, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We can wave hello.
Hello.
There you go. If you want to talk to Terry Keyes or Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, off air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Terry Keyes, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Ben Buckett Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.